CliffCentral.com. It's Friday. It's 9 o'clock. You know what that means. It's the Gas Comedy Podcast. Ah, we're out here losing our minds. What's happening? Good morning, everybody listening. The seven of you and Woody, as usual. What's happening? It's Friday and there's no music in my headphones. This is weird. Why is there no music? Ah, yeah, my life is amazing again. Cool. It's Friday morning. It's 9 o'clock. It's the 3rd of March. Yeah, 3rd of March. And we are here. We are doing things on this podcast as usual. WhatsApp us, speak to us, tweet us at cliffcentral.com. The WhatsApp number 0797482090. Let's hear what you have to say. Give us some news. Give us some interesting things. As you can hear, I haven't been interrupted by Dave Levinson because he's not here again. We exported him. He's gone. He's fighting for us in Syria. Send love and regards to me because, like, he doesn't need it. He's fine. No, I'm kidding. Dave Levinson is in Cape Town. He's doing his gigs there. And yeah, I'm alone, but I'm not alone. I have amazing guests.
You in studio. Are not alone.
As you can hear,
you are Albino too.
Now you are alone.
I have Michael Jackson and another asshole in the studio, but it's fine. It's okay. It's okay. In studio today with me, I have the lovely Lethle.
How are you doing?
How are you?
I'm cool.
Ah, lovely. We always do this thing. This is weird. Whenever we greet each other, there's always an accent involved. And then we stop and then we go, we need to stop doing this. Then we go, yeah.
Every
and then next time, how are you?
And she went straight in. How we do.
We also have Mr. Prince, how are
yeah,
you?
Yeah, what's up? I'm cool. I was out late last night. I was doing that show at the Barnyard Theatre. Then I went and played PlayStation afterwards at Rich Lou's house till the AM. And then I went home. And then I woke up in time. I'm so proud of myself when my time works out.
Look at you.
You know, when I'm supposed to be somewhere and I get there 3 minutes before I'm supposed to be there, I'm like, you are a perfect person.
You're so proud of yourself. You're just doing basic life, huh?
Dude.
Yeah, just basic.
Just killing it on the low, low.
We also have Gilly in studio with us.
Hello,
Hello.
How are you? I'm good. How are you?
Amazeballs. I'm awesome, man. It's Friday.
I see that.
Yay. Friday. Like, again. For
again.
The, what is it, like 9th time this year?
Dude. You know, comedians don't care about
I didn't pass matric,
weekend weekends.
Yeah, we don't care.
No. Every day is Monday or whatever.
Yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. Like, or whatever day y'all wanted to be, that's the day.
Between
it
the point that you
every
wake up and
Friday.
You get to the gig, it's Monday.
Yeah.
Then you get to the gig, and it's Friday.
For me, it's Monday.
Yeah, it could easily be Tuesday. It could easily be Sunday. No, Sunday's the only day.
Yeah, you feel a Sunday.
Yeah.
You feel a Sunday. Sunday is on your
heart. Yeah, Rebecca Malope will remind you.
She'll remind you it's Sunday.
It's Sunday today.
What's the guy, Wilson Bean Corsi from, is it
Matt? Of sounds and stuff like that.
That man, poetry in motion.
There we go. Not only for greetings.
No, carte blanche will remind you that it's Sunday.
Oh, carte
blanche.
Well,
actually carte blanche is there to remind you that it's about to be Monday.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
But it's still Sunday, no?
That is the main purpose.
I think that's why I don't like carte blanche. When you see it, you go, it's going to be Monday.
Yeah, because you're associated with the end of a good time and the beginning of a bad time.
Yep. And you're like, oh, it's over. It's the tone. Thanks.
Yeah. Here we go.
I love Mondays.
What makes Mondays so special?
Monday night comedy.
Oh, wow. I mean,
what? There's nothing better
it's
on
Monday
a Monday
night.
It's Friday. Yeah.
You're talking about Monday.
That means the whole Monday morning and Monday afternoon.
That,
I'm excited
that gig
about
really,
Monday night.
Come into its own, actually. Huh?
Yeah, well, you can never know with a weekly gig.
Yeah, but that gig, it's come a long way from trying to fix the chairs for 4 people.
Yeah.
The 4 people, she means the comedians.
Basically.
No. She means the 4 people and the 25 comedians.
Yeah, 4 people and the 25
Now you've got 25 people in the room who are not comedians. That's an achievement.
But now we have 35 comics in the room.
Yeah,
they just keep coming.
There's a million comedians out there, guys. A million.
You know what we don't do that they do in the States? Is we don't do, like, the bringer thing. Where, like, if you want to perform, you have to bring 6 people to the gig. Not 1. 6 people. You bring 6 people, you can get on stage.
Yeah.
Yo, I must never jump on stage.
Yeah. No,
friends.
But like if you knew, obviously.
The problem is you lost all your friends because you started doing comedy. So
exactly. Exactly.
Now he's friends with Punch Casella.
Shame. I'm so sorry. How is that going?
How's that relationship? What's the status?
He doesn't message me back anymore. He's left me on blue ticks for like 3 weeks.
Ah, the high school boys, eh? They'll get you, the high school boys.
Right in the heart.
That's what you do when you give high school people fame.
They get just a taste of the fame and they're like, yeah, we can come to a gig for free. Whoa, Punch, you have a curfew.
Yeah.
Please be in bed at 8 o'clock. Thank you.
But he's done with school now.
Yeah, he's done. Really? He said he's done. Why are we talking about Punch?
He's a grown man.
No, I want to just give
you Punch. I just want you to know that I spoke about you on the podcast.
Let's talk about the shoes he wore when he started doing comedy. Did you guys see this? Or was I the only one that saw his? What are those?
I think you're the only one.
Only one? Yeah. Okay, cool.
Were they not those?
It looked like he was wearing boxing, like, you know, the boxing shoes.
Baby Jake shoes.
Wait.
What are those things we wore to school?
Duffy's.
It looks like a crossover.
I wore Duffy's when he started coming.
A boxing Duffy.
I remember that, actually.
There we go.
Wearing Duffy's. Butter Duffy's.
Yeah.
It looked like...
Is it? Oh,
with
shit.
With the white socks underneath that you could see through those cuts.
Yeah, you can see the cuts and, had the stripes and everything.
I saw like a pencil in his pocket once.
I saw him doing homework at a kid.
Was he going to school in 1982?
Sorry, I had to.
I once saw him with a compass, but he wasn't looking for directions. I was like, what are you doing? I'm just 2PS. What are you doing with a compass?
I need to know what 90 degrees looks like.
That's funny. So, in the news this week, a lot of crazy things has been happening in terms of normal news and entertainment news.
Cool.
Let's start with the one right on the top, the one that is the most expensive of all newses.
Okay.
Trevor Noah buying.
Not Jacob Zuma.
No, but he didn't.
Never be him.
Irrelevant.
He already bought his penthouse.
He bought his penthouse. His penthouse is attached to another penthouse.
Trump is so terrible, we forgot about Jacob Zuma.
Yeah, but Zuma is helping us make South Africa worse again.
Yeah, I'm so happy about that.
Yeah.
The dollar was 12 rand, now it's
13.50.
Make South Africa worse again.
There we go.
We need caps.
Guys.
We need 100.
No, but tell us about.
I don't have anything to say. I just saw the pictures.
Can I just say something? People are in a big panic about this 130 million rand flat, but can I tell you something? In New York, that's basically the size of your parking bay.
Yeah, it's about the size of this room, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just don't get
no, people excited. Are losing their minds because pictures have been posted, but apparently these are stock images that they just took off the internet
of
and went,
hey. No, because Trevor Noah would be like, come, let me give you access
to
my pads.
Let me show you my life.
Yeah, it's not like you phoned MTV and went, yo, Cribs, come through, man. I got to show you this part.
He comes
like
in, the photographer comes from the newspaper, from the tabloid, and Trevor's like in a silk gown with his name monogrammed and slippers.
At the back, it's like
a glass of cognac.
Like purple.
Come with me.
Who told us that Trevor got this house? America, did they tell South Africa, or did South Africa find out?
It hit the news
by themselves.
It was on Huffington Post.
Yeah, it was on Huffington Post.
Damn it, man, Huffington Post. Is that like the Daily Sun of the world?
Yeah.
They just find a story. Like, who finds a story? Who bought what?
Daily Sun.
And at what price?
How much was it? Yeah, no, he bought this thing and it looks nice, like according to these pictures.
Yeah.
But then they said the pictures were fakes. Then I was like, but now, guys, did Trevor Noah really buy this house?
Nice, but
it is amazing. I mean,
it has to be.
Ask Lois Matinga, he knows.
Yeah, he's been there.
He was there about a week ago.
Yeah. Ask him.
I did that for him.
Do you think Lois could sell pictures of the place to a tabloid?
In South Africa.
Loy, I hope you've thought that through.
Yeah, you can make
some
money.
You could make
maybe you can make 130 rand.
Anything,
there we go.
Anything.
Per picture.
Just think about your future home one day.
Yeah.
Don't think about your morals all the time.
If I was a Trevor Noah's house, I'd at least like steal the PlayStation controller.
Oh no, he'd notice that. I think he'd notice that.
I'd be like, I come back to South Africa, this is the controller.
Trevor
beat me 8-0.
It's not hard for me to accept that people who, are successful and can afford an apartment in Manhattan still play PlayStation.
What?
It's hard for me to accept.
People play PlayStation
on
the moon.
I understand that it's a reality. I'm just saying it's hard for me to accept.
It's just so hard. Isn't it cheap now when you're that rich?
Yeah, I mean, games are expensive. Games are, shit. I tried buying a game recently.
Yeah.
It didn't go down too well. Like, I gave them my Dis-Chem card. I was like, I know there's money on here. Like, can you just deduct some of it and then just...
Dis-Chem card.
Yeah. I mean,
not Discovery.
No, just
guys.
Are you buying Panado?
No, but it is the pain.
Are you buying Sevlon?
This is...
Comedy's rough.
Amen.
Nobody cares. Work harder.
My wallet. Yeah, nobody cares.
Here we go.
Is it not a platinum card?
But guys, to be honest, man, I can't wait to buy something significant with comedy money.
I haven't bought significant
I haven't bought like something significant.
What is significant to you?
Maybe
personally?
A car, first of all. Oh, that is significant.
Right.
Of comedy money. Not like a car that your mom and dad helped you with or like you.
Or you worked and cleaned somewhere.
Yeah, you know what I'm
comedy,
saying?
Like comedy.
Even though I respect that working clean hustle as well.
I think if you buy a car with only with comedy money, it has to be like a clown car.
Ice cream van. Yeah.
It must have one of those pop pop pop. If it doesn't have that, it doesn't exist.
We're trying to be serious.
One of those. Yeah. If it doesn't have that, it doesn't.
Then I must. Mr. Bean's car is available in my street.
There we go. Prince.
Not one, a variety of colors of them.
Yo.
Yeah. You can have all.
You can just drive that thing.
Mr. Normal Bean, Mr. Spring Bean.
But then you can only drive from my house to Poppies and Kitcheners.
That's fine.
There's no Parkers for you.
No,
there's
you can
no
go
Silver Star Casino.
There's no Goliath Comedy Club for you.
There's no, you might be able to sneak to Goliath. You might be able to sneak there.
Okay.
But you're not going to Kruger's door. Let's put it that way.
Centurion?
You're not going to Centurion.
Why not?
Huh?
Why not?
No, I don't think those cars can do that kind of range.
They can, man.
Huh?
I thought you didn't want to be seen.
Yeah, I thought you didn't want to be seen.
Highway, on the highway.
You're allowed to. I've seen.
Is it?
I've seen,
can a tuk-tuk go on the highway?
No, okay, no.
No. But
make that sound where the tuk-tuk pulls over.
Huh? Do that.
The tuk-tuk overturning.
Oh my god!
That's a tuk-tuk driver.
Oh my god!
I'm zooping. So the
why is he speaking like that? I haven't done that joke in a long time.
It's a great
That's funny. Yeah, that sound effect wins. Yeah, no, but you wouldn't go on the highway with it.
No.
You can do it to the mini though. Like
you can
set yourself that goal. Buy the mini dog.
How much?
Do the mini thing.
10,000 rand.
Yeah, the mini shouldn't be more than 10k.
Is it?
Shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Do you feel the same? Do you feel like you need to do the significant?
Can you take a girl on a date in a mini?
In 2017,
in Johannesburg.
Makai.
2017 in Johannesburg.
You can do whatever you want to do.
Do what you like.
It's really, your money. It's
and your reputation. And your life.
And
fuck
your
a
dignity.
Reputation.
And your... Fuck a reputation.
Fuck a reputation.
Fuck a reputation in the mini.
No bad publicity is bad publicity.
You know what I'm saying? There's no such
good
thing.
Publicity.
Is a publicity. You are in the papers.
There's no such thing
Look,
as publicity.
Look, it might say you drive a mini.
Think about that. Comedian takes hot girl out on a date using a nanana car. That is blazing.
Nanana car. Yo, don't buy that mini. Don't buy that mini.
I feel like if you had a mini on the Titanic, like if Jack and Rose had sex in a mini on Titanic, they could have survived.
They could have.
There's a way to survive in the ocean with like a mini. If you choose, you don't need that thing can float.
Guys,
you
know, have you not watched any movies?
I was just
all
just
the
sing.
Cars sink.
I was just
no, not
that,
in most movies. That's how they use
you
what they use to kill
mini,
a person.
Bro.
No, not a mini.
In a mini, you just everyone in the car must just inhale at the same time. that thing will float.
And then
that thing will float.
And then just drive. Stop panicking and inhale.
Yeah, just hold your breath, and I'll drive us to land.
You might even fly.
Might even.
Is what pushes the water out so that you can go
forward. You just close the windows. And it's a small car, so you can close the holes with your hands.
Yeah, just.
Makenga, get the hole in the left corner. Just cover that hole.
Just with your other hand and then with your leg and then.
And then you're in there.
You guys know the boat hit the iceberg and not the car that they had sex in, right?
Yeah.
Is this a spoiler? Have you guys not seen past the
sex? No, it's cool, man.
Come on.
Do you know what I keep thinking about that movie? When I watched that movie, I was really young, right?
Yeah.
And it's understandable why me as a young person would like be so enamored by that film, right? But what were the adults thinking?
There were adults who gave that movie Oscars. There was a love story.
They were thinking, why is this 6-year-old knowing enamored? I wasn't that young. Thank you, my darling.
I still don't know.
I'm
27.
Yo, you must hit me deep in my own vocab. I'm looking for this word.
What is this?
Guys, where did you put enamored?
Guys, you are wordsmiths. Learn words.
Please. Okay.
You are masters of the language.
What of the day on the podcast is enamored? Please explain.
What does enamored mean?
What does it mean? No. Don't take out the Google. You're cheating.
To be enamored is to be like consumed by.
Okay.
To be like
taken aback.
Slash in love with.
This is something I've realized.
Infatuated.
This is something I've realized about people. If somebody just starts speaking, like if you ask them what something is, and they just start speaking, you believe them. They could be bullshitting
you. Yeah.
So hard.
They
just could
have
lied to you.
Anemone.
It means you see. Yeah.
You see, it's a sea creature.
It's the noise. It's the noise it makes when you
it's
hit the last G key on a piano. That's what anemone means.
You're absolutely right. That's a synonym.
And why would anyone even know? Why would you even know?
God,
the cheeky
enamored key.
I learned the word Monica this week from that song of Nicki Minaj.
Monica, what is
like,
it again?
She call me queen, she know Nicki is the Monica.
Another name.
A Monica, yeah. It's almost like your pseudonym.
Pseudonym.
A Monica. Yeah, like for instance, my Monica is Prince, kind of like. Isn't that my Monica?
Yes.
Yeah.
No?
Yes.
Yeah.
The name you go by.
Yeah.
Speaking of Nicki Minaj.
Uh-oh.
Pictures in the media. Have you guys seen these pictures?
Her anaconda don't.
No anaconda.
What happened to
her? I won't say the surgery that she had prior, but something happened.
Her ass deflated.
And yeah, man, I feel like she sat in a cage.
Oh, so her anaconda don't, for
real? Yeah, no, for real. Oh, you thought I was joking. You know anaconda ones there, man.
I have to see a picture.
You have to go on Twitter. You'll see. No, trust me. I saw
who told us this? The Huffington Post.
Post was on it like a scorn it, man. Yeah. No, they were like, yeah, no. The,
at least I know to be scared of.
She was on a boat, I think with Future. Or somebody else. Who's that?
Designer
or somebody.
Future.
And she was wearing a bikini.
McMill. Or they broke up.
No, they broke up. Yo, and apparently, have you heard this track that Remy Ma made about her?
Nope.
Yo, I saw the lyrics and I was like,
What are the lyrics?
Shut.
Play the song if you have.
No, I don't have the song. That's the sad one. I apologize, but I can look for it. But then you guys need to speak amongst yourselves. Otherwise, this is going to be awkward silence.
Yeah, I can't actually.
Let me read the WhatsApps. Someone says they're not listening live, but to those who are, good for you. I'll catch up later. Lucas Sharp. You'll hear his name in the podcast.
Cool.
Let me see if I can find this
thing.
No.
Diss track.
Diss track. Did you find it?
No, I just see.
No, yeah, it exists. It's heavy. I saw the lyrics and I was like,
peoples.
If you can recover from this,
more peoples.
You'll have my eternal respect. I'll just buy your CDs.
I guess now you know who the head bitch is. I'm a savage. I'll be killing dead bitches.
Wait, read the lyrics for us.
There we go. There we go. Did you hear it?
I'm going to read it in the most unrappy way ever.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
I guess now you know who the head bitch is. You? I'm a savage. I'll be killing dead bitches.
Okay.
I bet you wish you ain't never said shit. Now they so busy shooting videos. Are we allowed to swear?
Yeah.
And I'm like nah, where the fuck is your song? I mean, come on. I mean, I don't think that's so bad.
No. It's in the soul, man.
I feel like she's lying
in
also. Lies were told in that thing.
No official audio is out yet, but riffs of the track are already up.
She said, now you
so
know.
So no
the
audio is out, but people have lyrics?
Yeah. I mean, how do you compose a musical?
Oh, wait, there's more. Wait.
Okay.
Carries on.
Waited 4 days, Ma, where you been? I came here in the Rari playing Lil' Kim. What's Rari?
Ferrari. But she's not telling us where she was waiting.
Ferrari.
She was telling us the location.
I came here. Okay, wait. Don't know what made you think that you could fuck with Rem, but I guess this is what I gotta do to make you spit.
Did she write these down and send them on Twitter and said, this is what I'm going to drop.
Listen, I'm going to put this to a beat, son.
I'm going to do it.
There we go.
Don't you want to rap the lyrics for us?
Hit us with a rap.
Hit it up for us.
I guess now you know who head bitch is. I'm a savage. I'll be killing dead bitches. Actually, this is a dope song.
Now that you think about it, is there another verse? Okay, one more.
Now they say be shooting. Wait, reading the wrong thing. Sorry. Okay, let's do it again. Now they so busy shooting videos. I'm like, nah. Where the fuck is your song? I mean, come on, son.
No.
It doesn't rhyme.
It went with the beat, though.
I feel like we need Remy Martin.
That was incredible production. and her lyrics just went up to the top.
Yeah, no. No, so like, I didn't know there wasn't an official track, but I heard, like, people have spoken about it. People are like, yo, it's in studio, it's happening, and
she be dropping bars.
I saw a news article that said she shot one of her friends twice and she laughed.
Remina.
She laughed and she was smiling in a mugshot. And Nicki Minaj said, I'll
Who's
fuck
this
you
chick
up.
Even?
Like, who? You shot your friend, your yeah, homie.
It's too
twice.
Late. It's too
not
late.
Once.
You know what?
Twice.
This is the problem
you
when
dead
women.
Bitch. We must talk about this later. This is what happens when women try to be men.
Yeah.
They shoot each other.
Shoot each other.
In the face.
In the face. I'm going to do it in the face.
In the face.
You guys are too much, man.
I mean, if you're going to shoot somebody, do it in the face.
Do it in the face.
But that's don't you think that's disrespectful, being shot in the face?
No.
Oh, no, it's no. much
that's
much like, more respectful when you
no,
shoot
no, no,
somebody
I mean,
in
like,
the spleen.
Yeah, like if you shoot yeah. like in the shoulder.
Actually, the,
like,
the,
ah,
the
shoulder,
spleen and the liver.
Like, what if they shoot you in the face?
Is that
upsetting?
You
can't
get
express
you can't say
how you feel
anything.
Being shot in the face. On your face. Now you have a bullet or like in your nose and you're just like,
no, but at least in your face you're dead most.
Not always.
Is it?
I know a guy that like shot. Not yeah, he actually tried to kill himself, but then like he this had the gun at a weird
angle.
And he lost an eye.
That got depressing
that
really quickly.
He lost
wow.
an eye. I'm is sorry.
I'm not depressed. I'm still happy. I don't know that guy for shit. I don't know him.
Ah, my brother.
Shoot
my
that nigga in the nostril.
So yeah, WhatsApp line 0797482090. Cool. Let's hear what you have to say about things in life in general. What else is in the news? Like I said earlier, before we came on air, there were talks about the police that carried people out at sauna,
yeah.
and they were saying it was Jacob Zuma's personal security, and then he said no, it's not my personal security. Then they were like, we must investigate. So now they're investigating who employed the security.
But Jacob Zuma always says no.
Do everything, ne?
Everything.
Like it wasn't me, ne?
Even if it's a yes, even if it's a maybe, so even saying, if it's a I'm thinking about it.
You say
Jacob Zuma.
No.
Jacob Zuma.
We're working on it. He's
true.
Like, you know
are
what?
Trying to say he's like the Shaggy of South Africa.
Yeah,
no, you know the thing about him is he's the most low profile, high profile thing I've ever
exactly.
seen.
Exactly.
I've never seen anyone at such a high
nowhere.
Profile keep such a low profile.
Yeah.
Somehow.
He's everywhere, but nowhere at the same time.
Yeah. No, it's cool. I'm down with his knownness. I'm like, no, niggas.
No, but then they were like, yeah, we need.
Were you the president?
Nah.
Nah. Niggas.
He doesn't even say no. He's like, nah.
Nah. I don't even.
Nah.
But he's cool, man. He's a
they
cool
need
president.
To investigate and all that stuff. And then the budget speech happened. And then we were told, like, tax. It doesn't affect me right now because I don't have a tax number yet.
I thought you were going to say because you don't have any money.
Yeah. Well, that as well.
Well, that.
That
helps.
But
yeah,
it's going.
It does help.
The tax percentage is increasing. The percentage is increasing by 100%. It's going up from whatever it is now, 20-something percent, to 45% of what you
and
earn.
And there's, like, a super tax bracket.
Doesn't
for
it depend how much you earn?
The ultimate.
Nah, fam. It's still we want your cash. That's basically what they're saying.
It still does depend on.
Yeah, it depends on what you're earning. But at the end of the day, you're going to be paying that much money.
Tax is so
do you know
boring.
Who likes to talk about the president and these things? Like Uber and Taxify drivers.
I was
they
listening
always
to that this
bring
morning.
This up. Per drive, per ride.
How do you feel about
they
it?
They bring this thing up.
It's nice, though. In the story,
I don't
in the story
always
of public
talk.
Transport, that's the conflict. You know what I mean? That's the drama. You've got to have conflict and drama in a story.
Yeah.
And that's the drama there. It's
and nice. Xenophobia.
That's been crazy also.
Taxify drivers are scared of xenophobia.
What's happening to this country, man? Like, why are we doing this?
No, but we do
people?
That. You know what it
Donald
is?
Donald Trump.
You blame Trump? Why?
Just for just.
And Zuma wins again.
You see? Just for just.
That's how shitty Donald Trump is. That all of these things have been happening in the country before. Whilst Zuma was president, but now we're like, but Trump.
Yeah.
We're still like, yeah, xenophobia, yeah, people are dying, but Trump, guys, damn.
But Trump, though. Trump, though.
But Trump, though. Damn.
Nah.
That Trump,
he's
though.
He's banning Muslims, what?
They're not even allowed
show.
In. So we can't even.
Yeah.
Trump.
Trump.
Spoiling the fun, my man. Trump, why are you doing
do you know what I think xenophobia is like?
Go.
It's like, you know when. You know,
you're not
you know,
invited to a party and you,
you
go anywhere.
You know, like when your mother or your father shouts like the eldest son or the eldest daughter.
Yeah.
And then like they can't really beat up the mother or the father, right? And then they go to like the little sister or the little brother, and then you beat up the little sister and little brother. That's what South Africans do.
That's a very good metaphor.
Like we get frustrated with our president, we get frustrated with our government, we get frustrated with our own things, and we're like, but who can we smack?
Totally. That's like when I've had a bad day and then I walk and I'm like, where is the first intern that I can like cuck on?
Who's cuck on this intern? Because where? My CEO is shit.
Where are all the unemployed people at? I need to release this anger. That's horrible.
So that's what we do.
You're right.
And that's how our foreigners in the country get what they get. Yeah. I'm trying to tell Taxify drivers and Uber drivers, because they say, you know, the moment they rock up with their white Toyota Corolla, then dudes are giving them trouble. I'm like, dog, just make your car lime green.
Exactly. Get a different
get a different color.
Lime green.
I want to know who made the decision that the Corolla is the face of
the white Corolla.
The Hyundai.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
A Corolla's the boss, though.
That Hyundai is a standard.
Yeah. Standard.
Who made that decision?
Standard.
Like, was it...
You drive, yes? Lisa, you drive? Gilly, do you drive? Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Have you noticed how all your animosity for taxis has now been shifted to these two types of cars?
You're so right. That's so true.
Think about it. You're driving through Saint, all of a sudden, a Corolla just has hazards on and it's stopping.
Stupid Uber!
It's like, what is the world coming to?
A woman with the children.
Eric,
totally
judged
you. Bad judgment call. I apologize.
It's like thinking everyone with a Quantum is a taxi driver.
Yeah, and then you
realize it's just a combi.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
It's like thinking everybody like with a Uzi Woody is a criminal.
Yeah.
Then you realize it's just a pastor, this guy. I mean, come on.
He's getting cold. I love Uzi.
Hey, I take that thing seriously. That Uzi Woody thing does make me nervous.
Sometimes the dude in the Quantum is just trying to drive his RAM parcels from point A to point B.
And that's it. And the Corolla is just the family car.
I mean, my dad drove that one.
And an Uber driver said that to me once. He goes, for me, all Corollas are Ubers. I don't even call it a Toyota Corolla anymore. I just call it a Toyota Uber.
South Africans do that, though. When we get used to something being something, that's what it is.
That's what it is. That's it.
Even if Uber stops business, they're going to call Toyota Corolla Uber.
Good old gag about that.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Naming something that's not.
Yeah.
There's a new one.
I realized that the first time I went to a village in the Eastern Cape, they were like, we're just going to go get some rama.
Yeah. And they came back with stock mutton. Yeah.
Yep. They came with stock.
You guys lied to me. I trusted you.
They came with Sunshine D. And I'm thinking, it's Sunshine D. Y'all said
that
Rama.
That day when that happened, Rama, and I saw the other brand, I was like, that is genius branding.
Yeah, but the Eastern Cape takes things to a new level. Eastern Cape takes things to a new level. Like there's a place where there used to be a Pick a Pay store. Right, there used to be a Pick a Pay store there. There hasn't been a Pick a Pay store there for like the past 10, 15 years. But when people want to get off the taxi, they still say Pick and Pay. Pick and Pay.
It's an adult world.
They've
now
changed the store three times.
A similar thing happened.
You want to go Pick a Pay at adult world? No, yeah?
Similar thing happened in my neighborhood in Soweto. There was a place called Score. It's a Score supermarket.
Right. And now it's a brothel.
Then it became a ShopRite. Then it became a Checkers. Now
they don't care though.
Score.
Yeah, it's still Score.
Score.
It's still Score. Imagine for someone who's new in the neighborhood. I think that's how they test people with like xenophobic questions.
Yeah. What's that place? It's a Pick and Pay. Oh. Kill him.
A Score should be a strip club or something.
Because that's a nice question to ask. How's he going to know it's Score there?
Never. Skip the generic what ingredients are in a macuina and stuff. No.
What's that place?
What is that place?
It's a Pick and Pay.
What place exists
I know this
in
one. It's
all
a pick
colored
and pay.
Neighborhoods? Wrong. What place exists in all colored neighborhoods?
In all colored neighborhoods.
There's always a One Must Die in a colored neighborhood.
Or a club you called say? One Must Die.
One Must Die. No, One Must Die. The place is just called One Must Die.
Oh, yeah.
No, really.
One Must Die.
We have a One Must Die. We have
but
one
who
must
die?
Die? No, that's
one.
The thing. We don't know.
Who is the one?
Every weekend. One Must Die.
Yeah.
And
it just so happens to happen.
The ethos.
What does this word mean? Second word of the day, courtesy of Gillian.
Ethos.
Is it the thing?
Please explain. Ethos.
Is it the thing?
Is it that thing you drive your car through?
Yeah.
And then they charge you.
Hyundai ethos.
Is it on a mic? No, is it a mic of a Toyota or something? I know the ethos is a. You guys are silly. No, really. This is One Must Die.
Ethos is a.
And the most.
It's like a motto.
No, yeah, but more than that.
It's like, you know, it's cool.
It's a way. It's a way. It's operating.
Yeah. Okay.
Your ethos.
No, we have a one must die.
A way of thinking.
Your vision and mission. No.
Is one must die like one day, one day?
No. It's not like one day, one day. It's a place. The place is called one must die. It's like a tavern. Should be in vibes.
So you chill. Drinking seriously.
Yes.
Oh, it's like a fucking.
Yeah, bro.
Every at least one must die.
Yes.
So the one must die.
The owner. Well, the previous owner of One Must Die was a fairly big guy, and he was shot like almost at every instance where One Must Die was occurring.
I don't understand this though.
He was a fat guy. I think he got shot a total of 48 times.
No, man.
Goes to hospital on the Mondays, out on Wednesday, got patches.
He's the one. And
big guy. Yeah, he's that. He's like, he's worse than, he was like 50 Cent can suck my nuts. Like, he's that guy.
Suck my dick.
One day he died of heart attack.
Why is he saying nuts? Yeah. Suck my dick.
Yeah, who sucks nuts?
So yeah, the guy that owned One Must Die didn't die by the sword. He died by heart attack, which was very ironic. We're like, you've been shot so many times.
Was his heart attack by a bullet?
From the inside. Ah, you.
I show you.
Special.
It's natural causes. Because colored people can't die from bullets.
We can. That is a very...
That is so beautifully racist.
So early
That's
on a Friday morning.
So beautiful.
I'm going to phone all the gangsters on my phone now and tell them.
I wish it was true, though.
I wish I said
too.
That.
I wish it was true, man.
Now I must die by a bullet. I'm like, damn it, but Gilly said we don't die by bullets. Why did I swallow it? Now I'm choking on this motherfucker.
That's like, you know, Jewish people can only die from like eating like chopped liver. You know what I mean? We all have our...
Is it? And like a bad, a bad Hitler nightmare.
A bad Hitler nightmare can do it. Can give you a heart attack and lead to
I just
to
said
death.
That because you said colored people don't die from bullets. Yeah. I was like, I have to.
Nice one.
I had to throw one in there for the people.
All right.
Fair.
Would colored people have survived in the Holocaust, do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
Because
we wouldn't have gone taking showers, ne?
Yeah, we
like, shower guys, now I'm a king.
Taking
a doctor. Yeah, it's a doctor.
Just bring me a scottle.
She's starting to feel doctor. A specific way. So!
It's allowed to happen.
Because
Dave it is.
Dave's going to enjoy that segment.
Because Dave Levinson didn't give me a breakfast beer club. For the first time, he didn't record one. I think he was too... Like too many down before he realized, oh shit, there's
oh,
a
so
purpose.
Oh, so he was Dave.
There was a purpose. Yeah, there was a purpose to me having a beer.
Dave got his
hair. Dave is never here when I come here.
I make sure of that because, I mean, I don't want you to feel uncomfortable and then think of me differently. Because you know what they say, the company you keep is...
The company you keep.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid of Dave.
Okay, come in next week. Please, join us next
I'm a little bit afraid.
Yeah.
Only because, you know... He doesn't like, you know, he's experienced, Dave. You know, he's got a something for everything.
Yeah.
Come, dude. Gilly, express yourself.
It's
why
fine.
He's not
why
here.
Are you
he's
not
here. He's probably
not
gonna listen to this.
It's okay.
You cool.
I'll do it in face to face.
Oh, you'll tell him this way next week.
Yeah.
Ah, Gilly.
Just make sure you run away.
Gilly, my guy.
Before the comeback comes out. Okay. You're a bitch.
Hey. And then.
But Dave is a nice guy.
He's a cool guy. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's got a good heart.
Yeah, because he's not here, he gave me Kurt Skunrad's number and said I must give him a call. So I'm going to try that now. I'm going to hit call and then we'll see what happens.
Are we all going to speak
to Kurt?
Then
we can all speak to Kurt Skunrad, yeah.
Is he going
to
hear us all?
I hope so.
Okay.
Let's see what happens.
I don't know what to say to him.
I think I'll start.
That's fine. Very nervous.
Let's see what happens.
What are we going to say when he picks up the phone? What if Kurt picks up the phone and then we're not ready? This Kurt Skunrad.
Okay.
Kurt, pick up the phone.
If you don't pick up, who are we gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Van Vieren.
Come on, God.
I feel like this is really bad radio.
This is the funnest part of radio. It's like we're having a conversation while we're waiting for him to answer the phone. And then if he doesn't answer the phone, we just put it down and then like carry on with the music and carry on with the conversation that we had planned for the show.
Who are we gonna call if he doesn't
answer? Let's call anyone.
Okay, let's give it three more rings.
The subscriber.
Oh, never mind. The subscriber you have dialed doesn't
matter. I didn't know Kurt was a subscriber.
Yes.
You never know who's a subscriber and who's not a subscriber. I'm tired of shit. We need to find out who is subscribers and who are not subscribers.
I agree with you.
That
you
is just, wrong.
Did you just say
gonna
I'm
be a,
tired?
I'm tired of subscribers.
I'm also tired.
Tyra. I'm very Tyra right now.
Let's call anyone.
Funny.
I'm Tyra.
Who do you want to call? Give me a name. Let's see.
Who's on my list?
We can call two dogs. No, I'm joking.
You have two dogs?
Let's call two dogs.
His phone is probably off or gone again.
You know what? That is nice. It's nice to say, let's call two dogs until we call him and he picks up the phone.
And then we go, hey, we were joking.
The subscriber you have dialed, you called me. The subscriber
you have dialed, you called the subscriber.
And why are you a subscriber, Prince?
The subscriber calls you.
Huh?
I was just going to say, the line that is
we can call
you,
Ebenezer.
Is he awake? Does he exist?
The subscriber is never available, have you realized?
Yeah.
If you want to.
It's like tomorrow the subscriber never, can take your call right now.
Tomorrow
yeah,
never
always,
coming.
It's never available. Or
Bongani Dube, he says he must. He was supposed to come through today.
Dames, must we call him quickly?
Yeah, call
okay,
him.
Let's call him. Let's hear what Bongani Dube has to say.
He's got things to say.
So yeah, we're gonna talk about the ladies in comedy thing.
The ladies.
Because we had this, but we yeah. were supposed to have an argument with this man, but we didn't because he's not your dumbass that he is.
Yeah.
Hello.
Okay, hi, Bongani.
No, what are we gonna say to him?
How are you?
Okay.
I'm fine. Thank you.
I'm lovely. Thank you. You are live on Cliff Central. How are you?
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Fine. Thank you for not coming.
Sorry I didn't make it, dog.
No, don't say sorry. We have been.
Bongani. It's fine.
Oh, hey, what's up, Gilly?
Hey.
I can hear your female voice from over
okay.
here.
Oh, there we go.
This is where we end the call. I'm joking.
Your female voice.
Say what I mean.
Dive right into it, right?
You are horrible. Right, so what is your reason for not being here? Short and sweet.
Oh, man, like, it's just been a long week for me, dog. And then, yeah, I totally slipped my mind.
You know that everybody's week is exactly the same amount of time.
You didn't have a long week, man.
I was busier than most weeks. I was busier than most weeks. Like,
doesn't make it
like
long,
an
though.
Amount
no,
of hours
it's exactly the same
the
duration.
Like, it's been 24 hours.
Okay.
That's what's been going on with me.
So it's been a long week.
Okay.
Yeah. My girlfriend keeps saying I don't have a diary, but yeah, that's got nothing.
Bongani's week is 10 days, where we have 7.
We have 7.
Bongani has to
10.
Do 10.
He just got done with the 10.
He's like a taxi driver. You know, a taxi driver, where we see 3 lanes, they see 5.
They see 5.
They even see 6 sometimes.
Is it the like 31st of Feb in your world right now?
Yeah, no, it's not.
Okay. No, I'm just checking. No, cool.
Yeah,
we had you as the backup to call because our first guy wasn't available to answer his cell phone. So we were like, hey, Bongani Dube just messaged us. Let's call him and give him shit.
So basically, you're the side chick.
Yeah,
you're the side chick of phone calls.
What did you guys talk about today, though?
We spoke a lot of things.
A lot of things.
Random things, no?
So much has happened.
We spoke about Nicki Minaj's butt.
We about
I
to jump
like the least, I feel like the least Bongani could have done is listened.
Yeah, you could have.
You could have at least listened.
And then been upset that you weren't here to defend. Yeah. Not yourself.
I totally forgot that it was happening. I forgot that Cliff Central even happened. I'm sorry.
Shame.
These 10-day weeks. These 10-day weeks.
Wednesday part 4 in your world right now. It's fine.
It's not even Wednesday for him anymore.
Bongani look like he'll do well with like MoFi, you know?
Nah. we love you, man. Thank you.
I'll not sell that drink for that man. I'll not do that. No,
he called him that man.
That man. That man has a name. Okay, cool. So
what
are
if
gonna
that
do is,
man gives you a million rand? Will you still not do it?
Look, if you give me some cash, yeah, then I'll sell it. But if I have to buy it and then sell it and then give him cash, then hell no.
Then you might as well go drive at Uber, ne?
Yeah.
That's not how I roll. Yeah, Eric, you're saying.
No, I was going to say, what we can do is we can have you in at another time and then we'll just merge the two shows. So like your arguments against other people's arguments.
Definitely.
And then we'll make it a thing. But thank you, man.
Call it the argumentative.
Thanks for calling me, guys.
No stress.
Sweet, bro.
Look after yourself. Be safe.
Keep well. I'll come to your house afterwards.
Take care of yourself. Prince, you take care of yourself. Eric, you do this.
Litle's here.
Much love. Litle's here too.
Yeah.
No.
Why has she been so quiet?
She's been
Bongani, I hope your next week is shorter just to make up
the time and all of this
stuff. I can only do like 2 days out of a week now. Wait, Litle, what's up?
But like, who do you think you were talking to this whole time?
Litle, I thought I was talking to Gilly. I'm so sorry.
Do I sound like Gilly? What are you trying to say? That all women sound the same?
What are you trying to say?
And that they suck at comedy.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Aside from thinking that we aren't funny and that we're a bunch of dicks, what else do you want to say about it?
There's no creativity. Bungani, we need to love and leave you. You have just segued us into our last topic. We love you. No, we don't have to.
Leave is fine.
There's airtime. Oh, okay. We have to leave. Bungani, be safe out there. Don't offend people.
Don't be safe. Don't do that.
Pass out if you have to. for a few hours.
That's funny. Okay, for those of you that were listening 3 weeks ago, we had the whole topic of ladies in comedy.
Women
and
in
how
comedy.
They feel about the way that they are treated in the comedy scene. Because comedy being a male-dominated sport and I would say there's pressure.
But Little has been doing well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You've been doing. What's your secret, Little?
She's funny. What do you mean secret? Why does she need a secret? She's a woman, so now she needs a secret.
I need to have the superpower.
I've been touched with that Bungani Dube.
Yeah, exactly. You see what happens when we talk to him.
Okay, Kurt said we must call him again, so let's just call Kurt quickly.
Let's find another man for his opinion.
Let's do that, eh?
Yeah.
Why must you be like this, Gilly?
Eh? Why not Celeste?
Will.
Or Nina?
Oh, we call him Kurt.
Kurt. Hey.
Okay. He's gonna
I have Nukum Sweater's number.
Hello.
Ah, Mr. Squindrad, how are you, sir?
Guilty as charged. I'm fine. How are you?
Lovely, lovely, lovely. We called you the first time and some lady answered your phone and said you weren't available.
And she called you a subscriber. She said the subscriber you have dialed. I'm like, we didn't dial any subscribers.
fuck it.
How are you this morning, sir?
I'm a little bummer, I must be honest.
I can relate to that.
A fun night at the Goliath Comedy Club, I'm assuming?
Indeed, yeah. I think got a little out of hand there with Nicholas and a couple of other aspects.
Did they give you, what do they call those drinks?
Jager bombs.
Yeah, Jager bombs. Mm. More like fucking bring Baba Lass friends tomorrow morning.
So how's the Cape Town takeover? Because I see the whole lineup is everybody from Cape Town in
Anantosh
Comedy Club. Anantosh. Just for
Ntosh is fantastic. I've never worked with him before. I mean, I have, but I haven't really seen his set before. He's fabulous. I really dig his work. I like the venue. The venue is befuck. It's like a great room for stand up comedy.
Even befuck. It's
set
befuck.
Up nicely. I'm just happy to be there, bro.
No, lovely, lovely. So your rating for the first of three nights, how has it been out of 10?
Out of 10, it was, I mean, I wouldn't rate it out of 10 in that it is a fabulous room. It's perfect for stand-up comedy. Last night, I must admit, they didn't have the biggest audience in because of the rain. I don't know, jokes are like made from fucking marshmallows.
We don't have water, really. We don't have water really close by, like in Cape Town. Like the water is very far.
So. Water scares us a bit.
Water is
too much.
Water is terrifying, man. Water is terrifying for us.
Brother, I was in Linden yesterday when that storm struck here, bro. I mean, I went from wearing sunglasses to hot. I think we might drown. In two at a time, bro. It was like that. Guys.
You see, just like that. That's exactly why we are scared of the rain. Okay, so you guys came in and then you exported Dave Levinson because he's not here. He's in Cape Town. Have you heard from him? Yeah. How is he doing that side? Because I'm not going
to
phone him.
He's doing it pretty much all right. Yeah. The truth is I needed a place to stay over here.
House swap.
I told him, listen, you fuck off on that side and then I'll come here and then I'll use your house and put the geezer on when I get in and then you can use my house and then you can put my goose off when you leave.
Sure. That's nice.
Now I'm just...
Fair swap. I like this. This sounds
Eric,
nice.
You can do that with Trevor Noah.
No, I can't do it with Trevor Noah. Stop it. Leave that.
What?
No, just saying I'm a swap with Trevor Noah. I don't want that much responsibility. It's too much.
Come on. 130 million rand apartment.
Of a house. What must... No. My car's like worth 30,000 bucks. I can't. Like, value. I value. Like, we're not
such
on the same
priorities.
Cool. So, tomorrow night, are you excited? Because I've been told that it is 2 sold out nights at the club.
That is indeed. Well, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to working the room when it's full and it's packed because it's a great room for stand-up. I'm hosting tonight as well.
Snap. That's nice.
It's going to be crazy. I'm going to be there. I will see you later. And man, we can carry on our conversations. Can talk about
so
things
I can't
and stuff.
Be cocked then tonight.
No, you can. You can say as much as you want.
I'm going to go through too.
I can't be cocked.
Oh, be cocked. No. I mean, I work there. I just wasn't there last night because it was my mother's birthday.
You know, Eric makes all the big decisions.
No,
you better be good.
I spoke to Nicholas. I wanted your number for this morning's thing, but he said that your mom had a birthday, so I was like, all groovy.
Sure. person of importance, man. They didn't just give you my number. Ha, huh, love this.
Really, man? Because it's your mom's birthday, no?
I didn't get around to actually taking down the number, but you said you're not there because of your mom's birthday.
Ah, you see? Ah, they value me. I like priorities and all. I like this. No, but we'll chat later. We're going to do a bit of a recording there as well, and then we'll play you in next week when you have come off stage and you are basking in your post-match glow. Does that sound fair?
With any luck, it will go that way. Thanks.
There we go. Mr. Skunrad, keep well. I'll see you later, sir.
Sure.
Take it easy, my brother.
Cheers, bye. Yeah, so back to ladies, because we have about
seven
minutes. Oh, she even put the...
Okay,
I'm going to shut up. She's wearing shades in the studio.
She's wearing...
Take the floor, please. All yours. Tell us, how do you feel about...
But picking up from where we left off last time.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel pretty good. I feel like
Killy's gangster in studio.
There's no treatment problem. We don't have a treatment problem. We just need to be doing more and more and more. That's all. More and more.
Doing more as the amount
performing
that
more,
you are?
Performing
or do
more.
You feel like
I'm really, really trying to get on as many stages as possible and actually encouraging anybody who isn't putting women on lineups to do so more and more. And you know what? Like, it's a strategy. You know what I mean? Like anything else. Yeah. It's a strategy. Because we need the like the leg up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We actually just need the leg up. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
You know.
Cool.
I'm excited about women comedy. I want you guys to just be amazing comedians, man.
The voice
of Little
has
changed.
Yeah,
this is
my
open.
Voice is
I'm back, guys. Is it how Little
speaks? I think Prince wants to be a woman in comedy.
I think so. Should we swap roles?
No. Tell us. Sorry.
You can either do me stop nonsense and create a Jumaya.
Oh, there we go. Hey.
But look at that. There's a
Princess.
There's a weird angle to take it from. The fact that one of the male comics has adopted a female persona to
that is true.
Be on stage. Have you heard of To Me Stop Nonsense as Jumaya?
No.
Jumaima.
Is it Jumaya or Jumaima?
Jumaima.
I'm butchering names today.
Sis Jay.
I don't want to compare this to another thing where
people
become other things that they
shouldn't become. Yeah, you see, then it sounds wrong.
I'm kidding.
Then it sounds like we are against things. Certain things.
Oh, okay. I believe. Let's not compare. Let's just carry on.
Yes.
No, because I did some research last night before I went to bed because there was load shedding and I had nothing else to do in the
night.
So I saw one of the stats in the States at the moment. For every three guys that are doing comedy, there's one lady doing comedy.
That's a lot.
We should reach to that.
That's
point.
That side. And now I thought about it this side, and I feel like that ratio is a lot.
It's a lot.
I mean, Little, you are much more experienced than me, but you are one of the comedians that still comes to, like, you know, the smaller gigs.
Yeah.
And at the smaller gigs, I can tell you, at any given time, there are three people. Myself, you, and Claudine.
And that's it. Which, do you think that's the problem?
Do you feel like
You know what it is? The problem is deep. So it's not like it's easily explained. It's not such a simple thing.
It's a socio-economic.
Exactly. It's deep. There's a reason right from the beginning why women don't do comedy. Don't even think to do those things. Exactly. Mm. Uh-huh. And it's actually
and
very
it's
layered.
Not because they're not funny.
No. It's never the reason.
I heard some lady, she was interviewing me from, I forgot, some newspaper. And she was like, as a woman, I could never do what you're doing because I don't want to seem like a fool.
That's interesting.
But the thing is, I've had men say
that to me. How can you do comedy? I could never get on this. You know what I mean?
It's
I don't think that it's exclusive to women. I just think that women think that it's because they're women that they feel that way.
They feel that, okay.
I think. Some women. But the problem's deep.
You think so, no?
It's not deep, it's layered.
It's layered.
So they're blaming being women for no reason.
Yeah.
Not blaming being.
Not for no reason.
How would I say it? I think you said it the last time we were here when you said woman and, well, boys and girls are brought up differently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Boys are allowed to be in class making a noise and
loud
making a fool of themselves.
Yeah.
And then we laugh at them. But if a girl does the same thing, we're going, that's not.
And
that's
girls
not
also have, like, other things that they have to worry about when they're growing up.
Yeah. So.
Like sitting up straight.
Guys, it's all about the male privilege. That's okay. And what happens with privilege is that as we know, it doesn't allow you, that's the privilege of it. It doesn't allow you to see the thing that's not there, that's not bothering you, not getting in your way. So you don't see the thing that's not in your way that's stopping you from doing the
and
thing.
And then obviously you'll go, but what's the problem?
Exactly.
Just do it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I understand.
That's our privilege.
And my access to male privilege is through white privilege. I know that I don't know what I don't know. So just like I know that you guys don't know what you don't know.
Sure.
Yeah, there's no knowns and there's unknown unknowns.
Exactly.
So much unknown.
So much of that.
I was born in the wrong gender and race. Damn it, God.
Nihle, you are so screwed.
All sorts of fucked
up. So screwed.
You have overcome so many obstacles you didn't even know about.
Just to be on this podcast alone, you've done enough.
You've come so far, and where did you land?
Here.
Yeah.
At this podcast.
Ish. Yeah, no. No, but I mean... We need to level this up, man. We need to get everybody.
That's
doing
what comedy. I say. I must say, people are very kind to me. Have been very, very kind to me.
Yeah,
you know, in this game. No, but I would urge them to be even kinder.
Even kinder
to whoever
and to because you know what I realized is like I was at the Goliath Club.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, I looked out and I was like, I know these people because I live in this neighborhood, right? And I've grown up in this area, and I know the type of people that come to this club. And you know who's making the decisions of where to go on a Saturday night?
Ladies.
That's right. Not the husbands or the boyfriends,
guys,
the wives.
No, but the women always are the deciding.
They are making the decisions. Yeah, no, but the women, if you see it like puppies on a Monday night, that's a much more male-oriented audience.
Because I think they're going,
guys are just going out and they're going to comedy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Melrose Arch is like, let's have a night out. Oh, and there'll be comedy.
Is
you know what I mean?
Is there going to be food? Is it going to be comfortable?
Is it going to be food? Is it going to be comfortable? And the women are making that decision.
Yeah.
And we are alienating half of a potential audience by not having more women on the stage. That's the way I see it.
Yeah.
More ladies need to do comedy is what I say.
Well, I say so.
That's why I say give a leg up to the ones who are doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you will see it's natural. It'll happen.
Then a girl out there will go, I've
got a job to do.
No, I'll definitely
help ladies.
Definitely at least look, I have my contributions as far as poppies goes. I think I would definitely give a female act preferential treatment over guys.
Good. I think that's good.
There we go.
That's good. That's what I'm saying. It actually requires preferential treatment, unfortunately.
Just don't let Bongani do
bells. Like CE.
Just don't let Bongani do bells.
It is. I've got my own system of affirmative action these days. I only give money to female beggars.
Yeah, me too. Actually,
if you can find one.
Hard to find.
I only give females.
Guys.
Sorry, guys.
This has been fun. It's been the funnest hour of my life for the past hour. And you guys are cool. Thank you for coming to the studio.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for not being here while Dave was here.
Thank you, Eric, for all of that.
You wouldn't we even rapped. We rapped. We spoke about news. We spoke about everything. Guys, you guys are cool. You can say goodbye in any sequence. Let's start with Gilly. Gilly, from you.
Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
There we go. Lidle, from you. There we go. Prince, from you.
I'm Prince Albie. I'm at Park Acoustics on Sunday.
Oh, we were supposed to do that?
Oh, yeah. We're going to be places.
I'm going to be at Poppies on Monday night.
There we go.
Shout out.
Poppies at Monday night.
There we go.
Park Acoustics on Sunday.
You'll find me every Friday, 9 o'clock. This is the Gas Comedy Podcast. Shopping away. Enjoy. CliffCentral.com.